The man who identified the quietest place in the lower 48, dubbed the one square inch of silence, is going deaf. This Olympic Peninsula fellow campaign against noise pollution, particularly at his symbolic spot in the Ho Rainforest in Olympic National Park, the self-described sound tracker, is now in a race to edit his life's work before he loses more of his hearing. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
For Gordon Hempton, it started with a common experience, having to keep saying, "What? What?" Then the stakes got higher.
When I was laying in bed in the springtime about a year ago, the sun was shining. The birds could be singing. They should be singing. And I was hearing none.
Hempton leaned over to his partner at their home on the west side of Puget Sound.
And I said, "Kate, do you hear birdsong?" And she said, "Yes." I knew my life was going to be different.
Hempton's eyes get watery as he describes the cruel irony. More than two decades ago, he trademarked his moniker as the Sound Tracker. Keen ears drove his career as an Emmy Award-winning sound recordist and spurred his activism against noise pollution. He's literally circled the globe three times in pursuit of the sounds of pristine nature. Those are howler monkeys in Central America. Closer to home, a coyote chorus in an eastern Washington canyon. He also found places so quiet he could isolate the soft sound of a hummingbird's wings. Hempton says his hearing loss is accelerating. That lends what he calls real urgency to a culminating project.
I have lost most of my hearing, almost all of it in my left ear, and my right ear is quickly disappearing, so I'm running a race to finish the Quiet Planet collection.
That's the title of a planned 19-volume set of nature recordings. The soundtracks could be licensed for use in movies, video games, exhibits, and plays and the like.
I'm not wearing hearing aids now. You're my hearing aid today. So we're going to go upstairs, sit at the studio, and I have some important questions for you. And the first question is going to be, do you hear this?
I've been drafted. On other days, volunteer assistants now help Hempton review and edit sound files and identify imperfections.
All wind.
And what's the wind quality like?
It's good quality,
yeah.
There's a duck in the very faint distance.
What? Where's the duck?
Right here.
I miss the sounds. I miss it. I feel so connected when I can listen to the place I am. And the difference between hearing where you are and not is like the difference between being awake and not.
The ruddy-faced 60-year-old says the exact cause of his hearing loss is unclear. More tests are needed. Doctors tell him it may be the result of an infection or a tumor or a combination of things.
I have not had a CAT scan yet. I'm holding off on the CAT scan because all of that and what the CAT scan reveals is going to be expensive.
Hempton is self-employed. He says his catastrophic health insurance plan doesn't cover treatment of his hearing loss, so he's prioritized his greatest hits album.
I'm pushing for Quiet Planet. You know, after I get Quiet Planet finished out there and I have an economic cash flow to get my hearing back, then we're going to do it. That's the first thing on my to-do list.
The sound tracker says he's hopeful his hearing loss can be reversed. I'm Tom Bonsi in Indianola, Washington.